BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Police in Canada have named the person suspected of shooting dead eight people in rural British Columbia as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootseller. The officers had been called to the perpetrator's home in the past because of mental health concerns. Neda Taufik reports.
Police say the 18-year-old was born a biological male and began to transition and identify as female 6 years ago. Two victims were found dead at the suspect's house, Jesse Van Rootseller's mother and stepbrother. From there, the authorities say the next target was the school, where fire was exchanged with police and six people were killed, a female teacher and five pupils, three girls aged 12 and two boys aged 12 and 13. This rare shooting is a profound loss for this remote, quiet area. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said the country was mourning and ordered flags to half-mast.
The businessman and co-owner of Manchester United Football Club, Jim Ratcliffe, is being urged to apologise for saying Britain had been colonised by immigrants. Ben Wright reports.
The billionaire businessman, who lives in the tax haven of Monaco, has said politicians needed to do some difficult and unpopular things to get Britain back on track.
The UK has been colonised.
It's been colonised.
It'll cause... The UK has been colonised by immigrants, really, isn't it?
The Prime Minister said the remarks were offensive and wrong and that Britain was a proud, tolerant and diverse country. But the leader of Reform UK, Nigel Farage, who Sir Jim called an intelligent man with good intentions, said the country had undergone unprecedented mass immigration that had changed the character of many areas in the country. Mr Farage said Labour may try and ignore that, but Reform won't.
The United States Attorney General Pam Bondi has clashed with members of a congressional panel over her department's handling of millions of documents related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A fellow Republican, Thomas Massie, accused her of concealing the names of powerful Epstein associates. Ms. Bondi said President Trump's name appeared in the files countless times, but he had not committed any crime. The US Energy Secretary Chris Wright has said a years-long US oil embargo of Venezuela is essentially over. He was speaking after talks with the interim Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez. Ms. Rodriguez said she backs a productive partnership.
Hemos recibido al secretario de Energía, Wright.
We have today welcomed Secretary Wright and his team. It will have worked on very, very important points.
El primer punto del establecimiento de una asociación productiva a largo tiempo.
The main point is the establishment of partnership that we stand for a long time.
BBC News. Ukrainian officials say 10 people have been injured in a Russian drone attack on a shop in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Images online show the two-storey buildings in Barvinkovo engulfed in flames after the strike late on Wednesday. Rescuers were reported to be at the scene. Earlier, the authorities in the Dnipropetrovsk region said four people were killed as a result of dozens of Russian strikes. FBI agents are conducting an extensive search of roads close to the house of the missing mother of a US TV anchor. It follows the release of a man detained by police in Arizona earlier on Wednesday. The Pima County Sheriff's Department said it had received more than 4,000 calls in the last 24 hours. President Trump says he insisted in his talks with the visiting Israeli Prime Minister that negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will continue. Mr. Netanyahu had been trying to persuade Mr. Trump that talks should go beyond the nuclear issue. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
I think what we see here is the two leaders in a different place because the Israelis are pushing for an all-encompassing deal that the Iranians have to get rid of their ballistic missile program and their support for armed militias around the region, whereas the Americans are saying that that is on the table, yet Mr. Trump has sort of flip-flopped on how hard he's going to press those other things. So he clearly wants to give space for negotiations and a deal, albeit with something of a gun put to the head of the Iranians because we have this aircraft carrier strike group that's currently in the Arabian Sea and this sort of new form of coercive diplomacy by the White House, as we saw with Venezuela, now being exacted on the Iranians.
Parliament in Kosovo has ended a year-long deadlock and elected Albin Kurti as Prime Minister. For the past 12 months, Mr. Kurti has been head of a caretaker government but is now beginning his third term in office. BBC News.